Hey guys, Ms. Nightmare here. This is like my fifth fucking time trying to record this. It is not happening. And I'm just like, damn it. I'm gonna let my fans down. Like, I'm so sorry. So sorry. No, but seriously. I'm just like, there is a lot going on right now in the universe. But especially in my life right now, it's the winds of change. Dead ass though, like I'm not even kidding you. So it'll give me a little bit of the anxiety, you know, a little bit of heart race, a little bit. Anyways, but the thing is, I know I'm not the only one, and that's what's fucking wild. Like, honestly, when I was at like the height of my depression, also some of my really bad depressive episodes, even though people still say my anxiety is kind of bad, I think it's getting better. What about the height of it? What was the point about me talking about the height of it? Sure was wild. Depression apps, though, those are, boy. Have you ever had a deep sleep? It's a depression nap. I tell you, like, it really is. Not being the only one who's been going through this, you know? Like, people my age, the millennials, it is rough out there. But you know, a lot of people say your 20s are supposedly, like, your, like, worst kind of time in your life. And, honest to God, I have to agree. Because, like I said, a lot of change for me right now, and it's a little bit scary to process, and I'm like, I'm doing things, I'm trying to get better for my stupid mental health and my body, because like, honestly, my goals, I just want to be successful, hot and successful, you know, that's all I want, so I can, you know, have my own fucking house, and do whatever, and have my little art studio. I have plans. I'm sorry if I mumble sometimes. It's like a total typical Sagittarian trait. I'm not fucking with you. And the boys probably just roll their eyes like, ooh. Yeah, astrology hoe. Whatever. Shut the fuck up. Mind your goddamn business. You just don't understand the stars like I do. Anyways. Hard time, the stars, the sun, the moon, the stars. Personal goals, yes, it's hard sometimes when you're somebody who's had like the anxiety, the depression, and I know a lot of people definitely get it where some things happen and the world is literally a dumpster fire. But I guess I just want to be here to say, it's okay to embrace change, even though it's easier said than done, because I'm literally saying that and I'm like, bullshit. But no, really, it'll be okay, I promise. I don't know how, but I'm just gonna tell you, it'll be fine. That's what all my friends keep telling me, because they're like, friend? And I'm like, what? They're like, are you gonna freak now? And I was like, no, what do you mean? You know, just, I'm not like, freak now. Things are coming together, it's freaking me out. No, of course not, no. But on the real, yes I am. It's, you know, this is why I love Pen 15 so much and Big Mouth, because, the older I get, I start to be like, oh my god, was I that awkward kid? Oh my god, like, am I really that fucking weird? Like, I know people have said it, like, all my life, basically, but I didn't really think it was true, and that's why I'm just like, Pen 15, I was like, oh my god, I'm like that awkward, but not that awkward, but damn near that awkward. And I'm just like, whew, coming to terms with a lot of things going on. Like I said, energetic shift, lunar eclipse. I don't know the planets, they really be fictitious. It's wild. So this is all what's the 411 on my life right now. Just and you know, I know for some people it's really fucking relatable. I know it is. I know it fucking is. So that's part of the reason I still kind of podcast. But like I've said before, it's
been really busy for me, and I just haven't had the time to devote to this, even though, you know, like, I still get some fans, and I'm sorry, my throat's dry, I'm in the garage. I appreciate y'all. I know I say this a lot, but I appreciate y'all, and I know I just, the accents tell you.